KB4 CBA Mobile.
So 4PXB.
4PXB KB4 CBA. And Lloyd, how are you today, sir?
Doing good. Just set in a new voice phone system and now heading out to lunch. How's your day?
Just finished and still in the parking lot, driving out of the sports club parking lot, and I'm headed to the house, I think. I've got time. I've got a 3 o'clock oil change in Toyota Easily.
Yep, you should make it. Looks it is definitely pretty day and weather to play tennis.
It is gorgeous, I tell you. I don't really know what the temperature is because my car says 75. I know that ain't right because it's been sitting out in the sun. But anyway, it is beautiful out here, and I really enjoyed my tennis game today. I tell you, it doesn't feel like February, that's for sure.
No, sir, it doesn't. Have you just played tennis, or have you been an instructor of it before?
I got the first part. What was the last part of your question?
I'd asked if you were, have you just played tennis, or have you been an instructor for other people before?
I still didn't understand the second part of your question, but yes, I did play tennis for an hour and a half. I just finished. Does that answer your question?
No, not really. I was seeing if you were an instructor of tennis for other people.
But I thought I heard that word, but I wasn't sure. No, I don't. I don't instruct anybody. I mean, I could instruct a beginner, but that's about it. And, because I'm not that good. I mean, I'm good enough to play, but for people to put up with me.
And yet, now you understand the question. Yeah, I was just wasn't sure if you were, well enough or at any point in time instructed on people on playing tennis.
Well, I mean, I have a few people, but it's been like, my wife or somebody like that, my grandson, usually it's been a relative, and few and far in between. Oh, me. Like I said, I'm just not that good. I mean, I still make a lot of mistakes, and some of them I know what I'm doing wrong, and sometimes I don't.
Yep, that's the way life is sometimes. We just make mistakes, and sometimes we know why, and sometimes we don't.
I mean, I guess it's just like any other sport, hitting a golf ball. I mean, sometimes it goes where you want it to go, and sometimes it doesn't. You may know why, and you may not know why. So anyway, but I still enjoy it, and I get a lot of good exercise from it, I'll keep doing it until I can't do it anymore.
That's definitely very important because being sedentary on the couch does not help that. Health factor in any shape, form, or fashion.
It doesn't. And, some days I don't do a whole lot more than that. I try to do something every day, but sometimes it doesn't amount to much. But anyway, my oldest daughter's a nurse. She has her BSN, and she says, that you need to get up and walk around every commercial, but I tend to watch the non-commercial channels, so I don't have a commercial.
Yeah, that doesn't help the exercise any, because what I do is when a commercial comes on, I'll get off the couch and do sit-ups or push-ups or do some kind of exercise while that's going on.
It's a good thing to do. And, but anyway, golly, they people driving crazy. What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Yep. When I get back to the office, I'll see what the tickets that I can complete for anybody, any company that is still working. But I just set in a new phone system for a vendor, the Fulton and Bar.
Okay. Well, so you're working. That's a four-letter word. I've been told we're not supposed to use four-letter words on ham radio, so I try to avoid that word as much as I can.
Especially when you mentioned that you were playing tennis earlier in the pretty weather.
I told the guys, I think it was last night. Let's see, what was last night? Yeah. After we got through playing, I said, that's it for me. I got to go to work in the morning. And they all knew I was kidding because they know I've been retired for years. And so anyway, they just all laughed.
It's KO4PXB. I was pulling into a parking space while I wasn't able to answer.
Hang up and drive, KB4CBA. Well, my wife got a new car. They totaled her other one after it got hit by a guy that was, let's just say he was impaired. I'll just leave it at that. And he'd already hit one guy in a pickup truck, and he came down the hill and hit my wife, and he was sideways when he hit her and doing about 50 miles an hour. And then his car, he was pulling into a Shell station right there on 85 at Highway 8. And he rolled on up to the curb there at the Shell station, sat there about 10 minutes, and then he backed the car out and drove off and left the scene. But she got his tag number and everything, so they found him the next day and arrested him. And but he didn't have any insurance, so insurance expired in December. And so we had uninsured motorists on our insurance, so it's a lawsuit, Lloyd. You may have a phone call or whatever. But anyway, good to talk to you, KB4 CPA Mobile.